Everyone wants to be in power and to reach to the top somehow. All of us are on the run all the time for something or the other. Some know what they are racing for, but the majority does not know for what it is running for, and yet they are on the run with others. Isn't it true that only few get what they want, while many are unsuccessful? Many of us do employ all sorts of means to divert from the pathway of justice and fairness, and as a result, everyone is angry against each other, resulting in speeches that sow the seeds of hate and prejudice, verbal and physical violence. We are witness to it in our country lately. We all feel saddened by the state of things, overwhelmed by anxiety. But still, friends, God calls us and equips us to respond. I wish here to mention that this response has been realized when I met with the Honourable Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister on Friday evening, having a frank conversation on the way forward and how it would be good to bring back serenity in that beautiful island of Mauritius. This time of prayer that we are sharing should open to us, whatever be the religious persuasion and the responsibilities we have, the ability to know that no matter how bad things may be, God's creative work continues.